About 600 backers of the president gathered at a union hall in downtown Columbus to hear Vice President Joe Biden explain Ohio is adding manufacturing jobs now because of President Obama's bold decision to bail out the American auto industry.
We're betting on Ohio. Yeah. We're betting on the United States of America.
Biden said the president and Democrats in Congress want to pass legislation to give incentives to companies that move jobs overseas back to the United States. But he said Republicans won't even allow the issue to come up for a vote. And when it comes to betting on America, Biden said it's fair to question Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's record at his financial firm, Bain Capital.
So this guy's saying, look at my experience. He's not running on his experience as governor, where he had a couple good ideas like health care and other things he did. He's running as the chairman of the board and the founder of Bain. So I, honest to God, think it's totally appropriate to judge whether he was a job creator. And if he did create them, where did he create the jobs? I have to admit, after really going into detail, that he did create jobs. But they were in Singapore, China, India. They weren't, as I said, in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Biden said President Obama believes in growing the economy from the middle class out instead of from the top down. Biden said Obama understands the problems of middle class Ohioans.
Romney said the president's out of touch. Out of touch? A guy who has a Swiss bank account? A guy who's apparently millions of bucks invested in the Cayman Islands? And my guy's out of touch? Guys, think about it. I'm being very serious. I even say this to the press. Did you ever think you'd see a presidential race where you're choosing between one guy who has millions of bucks in the Cayman Islands and a Swiss bank account and another guy's invested in America? What do you think? All kidding aside.
After the event, Al Caldwell of Columbus, a member of the United Steelworkers Union, said he liked what Biden had to say.
Well, it means to me that at least you have somebody trying to keep the jobs we have here and bring the ones that are gone back, which somebody in my shoes with little kids and a family provide for, I mean, that means a lot to me.
But Republican Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said Biden is not telling the whole story.
Obviously, both candidates, and Governor Romney especially, wants a strong domestic auto industry. But look, it's too early to declare success. You still have tens of thousands fewer jobs. The federal government still tens of billions of dollars in debt in terms of money we have not recovered.
Jindal said Romney would take a hard line with China, would have an energy policy that uses coal to make energy more affordable and available, and would lower the corporate tax rate. Jindal said one thing would make Ohio's manufacturing base stronger, create more jobs.
If we want our automotive companies to really be successful, though, we need a growing economy. When you've got 23 million underemployed, unemployed Americans, they're not going to be able to buy enough new cars, trucks, and vehicles to power a strong automotive industry. So if you want a stronger automotive industry, we need Governor Romney in the White House.
It's clear that Ohio is a presidential battleground. Within the past week, President Obama and presidential candidate Romney have been here. Vice President Biden and several surrogates for each of the candidates have appeared in various parts of the state to try to sway voters. And it's not even Labor Day yet. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.